this morning's Sunday school lesson was out of the book of Ruth. And as it's just a small book, four chapters, I'm just going to sum up what we said. So to help us remember, and Ruth starts off with an understanding that it's during the book of Judges. And as we saw last week in the book of Judges, it's a great time of judgment and darkness for Israel. But God seems to kind of pull back the veil and zoom in on this family and gives us a glimpse of him being at work and fulfilling his promises still, and that he has a people. And it zooms into Elimelech and his family. They are faced with a famine, so they move to Moab. Moab and the Moabite people is a result of the incestuous relationship with Lot's daughters and Lot. And so this country is not looked upon with favor by the Israelites. In fact, they're called dogs. During this time, Elimelech dies, his sons die, leaves two daughters-in-law to Naomi, and Naomi encourages them to leave, but they insist on staying. Naomi again argues that they leave, and Orpah leaves, but Ruth stays. What's really interesting to note about Ruth is, despite her sister-in-law leaving and being told to leave, she stays, and she encourages, she makes a statement, "I want your people to be my people," and she says, "I want your God to be my God." And she goes back to Bethlehem with Naomi, who's turned bitter at this time, says that God's hand is against her, and has these doubts. And I love this section. Ruth goes to the fields, and she happens upon the field of Boaz. Such a wonderful way of God, how God's word words that. We know it wasn't just a happening, it was according to God's will, and he provided for her in this way. And this Boaz, this man named Boaz, is a kinsman redeemer. He takes care of her needs. He asks who she is, realizes that he's her kinsman redeemer. Later on, after the harvest, during the winnowing, she goes and makes this proposal, and God brings them together. Boaz, of course, being an upright man, though, recognizes that there's one kinsman redeemer, one man who is in closer relationship to Ruth. And so he goes and he does his due diligence to offer for this man to partake in his duty. And he says no, leaving the possibility up for Boaz. For those of you who may not have the background, a kinsman redeemer in the Old Testament would be one who is closest in relationship to a man who has died and left a wife with no children. It was then that man's responsibility to take care of that widow and to raise up a name on behalf of his family member. Typically it would have been a brother, but if there were no brothers, further relationships out. And so this one man had to pass in order for Boaz to take on this responsibility. And then there's this beautiful blessing given to Ruth, as she is an excellent woman and recognized by these folks in Bethlehem to be a woman of virtue and excellence. And what's incredible to consider is the fact that she's a Moabite, and they're considering her to be this type of woman. And after they're married, they say, "May you be as Rachel and Leah and Sarah," I believe, maybe not Sarah, but I think they say Rachel and Leah, and that the nation would come from her as it came from them. And of course we know Ruth and Boaz have children, and eventually David comes from them and down in the lineage, and David the king of Israel, then of course from David we have the Messiah. And what's really interesting to know is Boaz is the grandson of a lady named Rahab, who we saw recently in Redemption Story, a harlot in Jericho who is going to be destroyed, and she recognizes that Yahweh is the true God, and she is brought into the family of Israel, Mary Salmon. And from this lineage, we receive the Messiah. And what a beautiful picture of God's grace and love, the outcasts, the sinners, the ones whom nobody would expect or look to. From them comes Jesus Christ, the one who would seek and save the lost, the sinners, and the outcast, be a friend of sinners. What a wonderful truth that we learn from the book of Ruth, and a glimpse into God's control and sovereignty amidst the dark times of the book of Judges. That's what we learn today from the book of Ruth.